This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The poets tell.
The poets tell how Bonjo fell.
I get really sad now when I hear Merle Haggard. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold, and so the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty too. People ask me, why are you going up against Hillary Clinton? Why are you really starting and supercharging a global movement against world government? These people have brought down scores of countries. They've murdered millions of people. What are you doing taking on George Soros? He's the guy behind Hillary. What do you got to prove? I'm not doing this to be macho or a tough guy. I'm only doing what I had to do. I cannot physically sit here and watch pure evil overrun everything when it admits it's pure evil. I wouldn't be risking my life if we had boss hog type corruption. I'd be criticizing it. I'd be against it. But I wouldn't be working 7 days a week. I wouldn't be having nightmares about it. I wouldn't be up here risking my life. They're now announcing the end of free speech. That's coming up in the next segment. Notice I just had Ventura on, who I disagree with on about a third of things. Ventura's a smart guy, but he's also very, he'll tell you, blue collar. And he looks at immigrants coming in, feels sorry for them, and says, oh, let them in. He doesn't get them being brought in, politicized, weaponized, signed on the Democratic Party to be used as an underclass. He just likes to, you know, oh, I'm kind of like Trump was, oh, bring the refugees in. They're Christians. They're getting killed. They went, no, so they're only bringing in the Sunnis that are running it all. Well, and they're not checking their IDs. Well, stop them all then until it's fixed. I tell you, Trump is sophisticated, almost idiot savant level, but there's a provincial blue collarness down there as well. I mean, I've analyzed both these guys, and the establishment is freaking out and backing Gary Johnson. Koch brothers are in there backing him. I don't trust Gary Johnson. And by the way, I've had Gary Johnson on like 10 times. I've had him on like 6-7 times in person. And that got changed about 4 years ago when he came in here in the office. The last few times he was in here, and I mean, looking at me and just going on there for the audience, but looking at me like, I was just like, I don't want Johnson. A few years ago, Johnson wants to come on. Johnson wants to come on. I'm like, nah, I don't like Johnson. That gives me the creeps. Notice the media is covering Johnson. They're not covering the Green Party lady because she takes away from Hillary. Trump is the third party taking over the Republicans. And that's a fact. I want to play this clip of our guest that's coming up here because he has been massively censored, David Seaman. Actually, he was a guest on like a long time ago, but he wrote a lot of articles about it in Post, and he just wrote, well, here he is talking about it. We're going to go to break playing this clip of, you know, I've had a computer problem there. It's been glitching.
The Huffington Post, where I was a contributor, they have revoked my publishing access, and they have deleted both of my articles that were published earlier over the weekend. Both of my articles have been pulled without notice of any kind, just completely deleted from the internet. And both of those articles mentioned Hillary's health, which is both a hashtag on Twitter, and I linked to a video that a YouTuber, Paul Joseph Watson, had uploaded back on August 4th, showing signs that Hillary Clinton's health is quite poor, showing something that appears to be either a seizure or an involuntary muscle spasm while she's questioned by a number of reporters. And that video since August 4th that Paul Watson put up has been viewed more than 3.5 million times. So it was a very newsworthy thing for me to link out to. People are talking about it. That hashtag has been quite popular. And whenever a video concerning a presidential candidate's health is viewed more than 3.5 million times, somebody who's under contract to the Huffington Post and to AOL should be able to link out to that, especially as a journalist living in the United States of America.
We're going to talk to this gentleman in person straight ahead, but it's all part of a unified program of censorship which they admit is to be run by the United Nations and George Soros. We have the emails. That's right, a weirdo Nazi collaborator is going to run your life.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There I was completely wasting, out of work and down. All inside, it's so frustrating, from town to town. Still, so nobody cares if I live or die.
So I might as well,
to put some action in my life.
Now that's what Hillary Clinton's doing. Breaking the law. Breaking the law. Breaking the law. Breaking the law so hardcore and involving all these big government agencies and all these foreign leaders that she thinks she's too corrupt to fail. It's like a cancer that's metastasized into the entire body politic. And if you try to cut it out, it's in the lungs, it's in the heart, it's in the bones, it's in the brain. It's in the blood itself. Until the body politic dies. By then, Hillary Clinton would have already shuffled off her mortal coil. I will tell you, it is very, very creepy to have a woman who I get triggered by. And by that, I don't go into, you know, feministic spasms or hot flashes or anything or but when I see Hillary Clinton making Joker faces and doing her hyena laugh, and I see her different activities, It upsets me. My blood pressure goes up. I can just see an image of her when they have the website up on screen, and it's upsetting because this is really a bad person. It'd be like if I had a neighbor who I caught robbing my garage twice and who I caught doing other bad stuff. You get irritated seeing that neighbor. I've had neighbors like that. You know they stole your bike. You catch them. They claim they don't know why your bike is in their backyard and their kid's using it. Then you catch them robbing you again. You just move out of the neighborhood. Or you see them move and you go, oh, thank God, and you talk to their landlord and they weren't paying their rent. We had some juvenile delinquent when I was a kid in Dallas when we moved when I was five. But it was a blue-collar neighborhood, upper blue-collar, but still blue-collar. And he was robbing stuff and breaking into things. And he finally got arrested. But it was just to see his family deny, he's like four doors down, deny it. And he was Joey. Deny and deny and deny the robberies. And then finally he got busted. It's like Hillary is a criminal who's committed all these crimes. And she's there in front of you, and she won't get out of your life, and she won't go away. And I've got real Hillary Clinton fatigue. They just put her on screen right there. That arrogant Joker face. I mean, I'll be honest, watching that Batman movie with the late actor who played the Joker, he looked so drugged out, so upset, so depressed, so crazy, that you find it disquieting. I mean, clowns are disquieting. And that movie irritates me because I don't want to look at the Joker. With Hillary, it's 50 times worse. This woman tortures me. If you wanted to torture me, you'd put me in a cell with TV screens around me with Hillary Clinton giggling like a hyena. And this is who the power structure, who we know is a criminal and has committed all these crimes, and now the Chinese president, she was having people pay for access to him. It just gets worse and worse. It's totally criminal. And what does it say that the mainstream media in unity? The mainstream media is covering up for her in mass. And you will go to the New York Times or CNN.com, and I'm telling you, there'll be 50, 60, 70 articles, every one of them attacking Donald Trump. I'm going to hold my guest till about 45 after, 40 after, and then we can take some calls if folks want to hold. If not, drop off. But I'm going to be able to go to your calls for a while. I appreciate you calling in. I'm just happy to get to our guest. I covered this in the first hour. I have hundreds of articles that are super important. I'll mention some of these. But really, front and center is this. They have a system of internet censorship used in China. It's an internet ID. It's an internet social score, where you basically get blacklisted off the web if you criticize the government or global corporations or groups that the system is protecting. The system ends net neutrality, but not just for traffic going over systems, for certain carriers or certain websites or certain outlets. But if you're a patriot, a nationalist, whoever they don't like, you are not allowed to basically even use the internet. DC leaks, website down, Twitter suspended after releasing Soros docs, Daily Caller, linked on Infowars.com. An internet giveaway to the UN. If the U.S. abdicates internet stewardship, the United Nations may take control. They got the four-year documents. That's what it does. We told you. The UN's been lobbying them for this forever. Soros document, regulate internet to favor open society supporters and only let their information out. Push the NGOs. Force feed it. Just like you get Obama force feeds on your, quote, smartphone or your computer. They actually say you'll get force feeds from the UN, and it'll be George Soros. Just like they say the UN's now with strong cities going to direct local police. That's not me embellishing. That's what Loretta Lynch said. It's happening. They're reaching the point of the final construction of this thing. They've already built the foundation and the superstructure. They're loading it up right now. The Pope's meeting with Zuckerberg to discuss all this. It's here. Their globalist Manhattan Project squared. And then you have Huffington Post bans journalist for writing about Hillary's health, deletes article. He's talking about a video that now has 4 million views just on one platform, millions on others, was been played on Fox News, other channels. It's totally legitimate to cover. He writes an article about it, and they delete it. Again, this just shows how these people operate. There is a criminal instinct, a mob instinct of what you call leftist now, that is as far from liberal values this country or world's ever seen. They're about as liberal as a mouse at tongue. That's their, in fact, that's who's popular on the college campuses. But all funded by weirdo rich billionaires that want monopolies, overthrow countries, starve people, put radical jihadis in charge, and you tell the little trendies this, they don't care because they go, I'm with it, I'm with it, even though they're delusional and aren't with it. We have a new Mark Dice video on Infowars.com. Then we're going to our guest. Mark Dice goes out and every idiot he talks to doesn't even know who the vice president is. But they say they're Democrats, so they're intellectual. These people can't find their butts with both hands. But let me tell you something. They know how to run your life. They wreck California. They come to Austin. They're so stupid, they don't even know why they're fleeing the place they have soiled. Our guest, one more journalist, written scores of articles over the years for the Huffington Post, been a guest on with us in 2014 in September. Thought criminal, David Seaman, he joins us to talk about this. And, of course, there are plenty of stories about McCain's health, plenty of stories about Donald Trump's health, mental health. You can say he's crazy all over the news with no evidence. But he joins us. David Seaman, thanks for coming on. This is the season of the rollout of censorship. Am I wrong? Talk about what happened to you.
Yeah, thank you for having me on, Alex. And thank you for being one of the first and one of the biggest news sites to cover this, along with a few others. We Are Change got out there front and center as well. But InfoWars was definitely one of them. And when this happened to me, it didn't feel good. You know, there was like a pit in my stomach because this is what I do for a living. I'm a journalist. I'm a pundit. I'm a researcher. For people who haven't been following me much, I used to appear on a bunch of cable shows and shoots. I was on CNN programs often. Anderson Cooper once gave me career advice on the air. I was on Wolf Blitzer where they played a video of me on Wolf Blitzer that Valerie Jarrett had to respond to, where I was saying that Obama's performance I would rate as a D or an F, and this was some years ago. But I used to go on Fox News every once in a while, so, I'm just a media pundit. I'm just a guy who does this stuff, and I've been doing online media for years, and I've never seen anything like this where your articles are deleted without any prior discussion from an editor who manages you, just deleted late on a Sunday night, and then you log in, and your account has been completely revoked.
The gloves are off. I mean, have you ever seen media as just a solid wall of disinformation act like this? I'm really impressed by their discipline. I mean, this is Nazi-like.
Well, the reason why I immediately put out a video explaining what had happened, and I put it on my personal YouTube channel, and although the views are, as you know yourself, the views are staggered, the public views, but when I log in, the actual number of views since yesterday is 67,000 views. And so that gave me a lot of confidence that I have some personal safety because I wanted to get the truth out there. It would be very simple after being so dishonest that you would delete two articles that are completely factually correct, completely grammatically correct, nothing offensive to minorities, no profane language, not trying to step on anybody's toes, but, bringing up the subject of Hillary Clinton's health and linking out to that video, which has been viewed millions of times, not even my own video, not even my own content or research. It's pretty much just firsthand footage of Mrs. Clinton and of that head spasm or seizure or whatever the experts deem it to be, whatever that is and whatever those other montages were, they are certainly not normal, right? So that's all I was doing is raising a bit of awareness with a couple of quick posts that took me 20 minutes. And I had no idea that my publishing privileges would be revoked. And there's a real impact on me professionally because not only does it look reputationally bad to be promoting an article that people click on and see it's been deleted and censored away, now I can no longer go to certain conferences and it's going to be harder to get access to certain sources. Because I know.
Well, it's okay. Because what happens is, like Cheryl Atkinson getting fired from CBS, you get another job. Maybe we should have you do some contract work for us. We're going to come right back from break with David Seaman. I've written tons of articles for Huffington Post over the years, censored for just saying, "Hey, look at this viral video." That's what news is supposed to be. Is, "Hey, this is a big story. What do you think about this?" Let's go out to break, showing a clip of Hillary's real health.
Okay. Keep talking. You handle it.
She looks profoundly lonely over there. It's okay. It's all right. It's all right. Somebody said something to you in the crowd. We'll be back.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Since my video went viral and catapulted Hillary's health back into the national spotlight, we've seen more examples of Clinton behaving bizarrely, completely losing her wits mid-sentence.
We need to make what we've got work really well and improve it and get the cost out of an upward spiral of
Nearly falling over again. referring to Trump as her husband.
You will compare what I'm proposing to what my opponent is talking about.
Having to be calmed by a mysterious Secret Service agent. Who also carries around a weird syringe, which some speculate carries an anti-seizure drug. The re-emergence of photos from February showing Hillary being helped up.
That's another one of his latest viral videos. There's three or four of them. They've got tens of millions of views total. We have some breaking news. I'll keep Mr. Seaman with us into the next segment. During the break, Buckley came in and said, hey, what do you want to do about this? Motherboard, The Hill, they're all calling you. And I instantly saw what it was, went and talked to our IT people and our hacker specialist folks. That report on hacking, not hackers, even though we just get the Stingray documents and everything else. But the point is that in 2012, it was actually a year before that, we'd know about it for a while, somebody was able to get in and get some real emails of people that had signed up on PrisonPlanet.tv. But that was it. And then they mixed in a bunch of names and other stuff with it and put it out. And, of course, we just told folks about it, and it was a patch and no big deal, thank God. And thank God most hackers are white hat folks that are actually out there exposing, you know, the climate gate and Hillary and George Soros and how they stole the election from Bernie Sanders and so much more. But I tell you, the story here is that Motherboard and others got trolled. They're putting this out that this just happened. This happened actually in 2011, and we reported on it in 2012. So that's what's going on. This is how desperate they are to shut us down, how desperate they are to engage in economic warfare and try to stir up trouble. And it's why it's more important than ever, flood the site with support, spread the word about our articles and videos, buy the Hillary for Prison shirts at cost right now, shipping and handling and the shirt, $9.95, no shipping added. Get BioTrue Selenium. From our research, the very best, most organic selenium anybody can get out there. It's so important in the body. We've got the vitamin mineral fusion, amino acid fruit punch that's so important that you give to yourself and your family and others. That's 20% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. This is what I'm trying to explain to people. This is an all-out war going on right now. Going back to a victim of this, where are you going from here now that you dare report on a video that even CNN was reporting on, but you're the little minion. You're not allowed to actually talk about it. You'd think the Huffington Post would actually want the traffic generated off of that, but they have a scorched earth policy now of censorship. What do you make of George Soros' emails coming out that he wants the UN and others to control the web and not let those of us that disagree with them have access and give special treatment to his news organizations like the Huffington Post? It's right here.
Well, I don't know much about the Soros Foundation or him in particular, but I can tell you that my experience with Huffington Post, especially given the fact that they have been so liberal with me, the traditional version of the word liberal, they've been so liberal in what they've allowed me to publish. And I primarily cover cryptocurrency and gold and sound money stuff. I'm interested in Bitcoin and some of the newer crypto networks like Ethereum that people think will eventually be able to outdo. Possibly things like Bitcoin will be able to somehow outdo the corrupt, centralized content silos like Facebook, where we all have to store our information and interact with each other, where we're not making any money off of that stuff and where our information is being divulged to, you know, God knows what number of agencies and governments and even corporations. So that was my focus. This is just a couple of quick posts, and I was blown away that that's the end of your career. That, like, that's the level of arrogance. As you were saying in the last break, there is a level of just contempt for the average person. Like, I'm just some journalist. We'll just run you over and you don't have a career anymore. You look like a joke. We'll move on to the next person. We'll find somebody in their early 20s and they'll write this crap moving forward. And that's really toxic. That's really not what America is about. That's not America's heritage journalism wise. When you go back to people like Edward R. Murrow.
That's right. The tyrants are making their move.
Heritage and the First Amendment.
That's right. Stay there. I'm going to come back and give you the floor for about 5 minutes to roll with all this. David Seaman, a victim of the massive censorship that is taking place, ladies and gentlemen, because he dared talk about reality and say, look at this big story. It's in mainstream news about Hillary's health. And they're like, bye-bye, down the rabbit hole. This is how they operate. And it's only going to get worse I want to talk about how we counter this with David Seaman straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Visit it while you still can.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? ProBimune is your answer. ProBimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sitting here during the break trying to think of words strong enough to describe what we're watching. We're watching a new kind of war, 21st century technocratic, pre-programmed systems of censorship and control. And we have the emails and the admissions and the New York Times telling Facebook, censor more, kill Donald Trump. I mean, it's all happening. We're seeing a true authoritarian instinct from the so-called left, which I know can manifest in the right as well. I'm a libertarian. Even the Libertarian Party's getting taken over right now by the globalists. And our guest, David Seaman, has been kicked off the Huffington Post for simply talking about the fact that Hillary Clinton's health or non-health issues is one of the biggest stories in the country. That's newsworthy, even if you disagree with it or agree with it. Even though he conformed to writing it very dryly, that wasn't enough. You've got to go along with their agenda. And then it comes out that Dr. Drew, why was Dr. Drew fired, was the number one Google search last week. Because people now know he was fired for saying, I'm worried about Hillary. She looks bad. And what she's got, the drugs they say they're giving her, it'll kill you. You're not supposed to take them together. So going back to our guest to finish up his points, Go ahead, David Seaman.
Yeah, Dr. Drew in particular has been with CNN for so long. I think his show has been running for 6 years. And then, you know, I grew up listening to him on Loveline. He and Adam Carolla had a radio show. So to just boot Dr. Drew off the air like that, when what he said was, I thought, quite coherent. You know, the guy is a medical professional. And don't you want a medical expert to sound off on this stuff and not just people like me? You know, it makes sense to want to hear what Dr. Drew would have to say. But anyway, before the break, you'd asked me, I think, like, what can we do about this stuff? And I have no idea, really. Obviously, you know, I'm becoming more and more a supporter of Trump because I don't see the same kind of manipulation coming out of his campaign. And as I joked on Twitter, half joked anyways, even when I criticize Donald Trump, I don't have any fear that he's going to try to kill me or he's going to try to, you know, mangle my career in some way or slow me down. As we've seen, if Donald Trump doesn't like you, he just calls you out on Twitter, on social media, and then picks the bones clean. You know, he will completely destroy you, but he's not in the business of stacking up a body count. And I got some very disturbing messages last night from people who I think some were genuinely concerned about my health and well-being after that whole thing. But some people, it seemed like psychological harassment almost. So it was like, oh, you poor little thing.
Look, I had Jimmy Kimmel come out and say the New World Order is basically going to kill you, Alex Jones, and make it a joke. But he just had a mass murderer on days before who he was defending. See, they're getting off on the idea of tyranny, David. So your instinct is absolutely right.
Yeah, I think at least 10 to 20% of these messages were what I construed as harassment. It's all happening. You know, I used to think that people like you were crazy, and then gradually I came to the conclusion that you're some of the few people doing real journalism in the United States anymore. Because CNN, that laughing clip of Hillary that you played earlier from Paul Watson's video, that laughing clip of her on CNN, that was Jake Tapper who interviewed her. And as kind of lightweight and useless as that interview was, how useful is it to just have 30 seconds of somebody laughing in such a shrill way? As useless as that sit down was to begin with, it's to sit down with a compromised person. You know, in the DNC leaks that WikiLeaks came out with, you know, I'd argue that the lack of coverage of this latest WikiLeaks batch is probably the biggest news story in the country at the moment. In addition,
it's one of the biggest in a decade. But what's even bigger is that the media is totally ignoring it or spinning it when it's so bombshell, and a unified lying is really, it's so lockstep. It's horrifying.
It is horrifying. It makes you feel like you're on the outside looking in. And with, you know, Jake Tapper, the nature of that relationship, there he is right there. That's Jake Tapper waving his hand with the sheet of paper. Based on the WikiLeaks emails, he should be out of a job. They can fill that show with somebody else very quickly. He is not irreplaceable. He should be out of a job. He is compromised, or his producers are compromised. But it's inappropriate to already be that close to the DNC and then to host an interview where the only question posed is to let her just laugh until the time runs out. She runs out the clock with that absurd laughter. And, you know, there are a lot of people like me who are not going to put our careers ahead of what's right anymore. We're just going to say it as we see it. And it's clear that something is going on.
I was about to say, just like when the Nazis started bombing civilian targets, they thought it would make the British give up. It made the British go from not wanting to be in the war to wanting to go into the war. And I don't know why tyrants from Tokyo Rose to Hillary Clinton think threatening people, talking about my dark heart, trying to sick her, you know, minions on me, how she thinks is going to make me give up. It's only going to make me fight that much harder and have more energy. I mean, they don't get it. We know you're a mass murderer, Hillary. We know you're a killer. Some of us have to stand up. And now you've made it so clear for us. There's really, you know, no mistake. Well, listen, I want you to go on doing your journalism, do it on your own, you know, as the censored person, submit pieces to InfoWars. We'd love to carry it. Let us talk to you the next few days about, you know, doing some work with us. And, you know, that's how you counter these people is we build our own systems. Just like Matt Drudge said, we get out of their internet ghettos. We get out of their systems. I understand using them for a while because they've kind of given themselves the attention, but we're already bigger than they are overall. Let's leave Babylon. Let's come out of Egypt. David Seaman, we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, and I would love to take you up on that offer.
Do that. We'll be calling you today. That's a great idea. We're trying to get a few auxiliary folks. They don't have a big budget, but we do have paid people here, and we're trying to hire a few more writers and reporters that want to just report on news and have integrity. We don't even micromanage what you say. Just don't attack little people. Cover big stories. Investigative journalism, we got to review it. But if you're just commentating on big news stories out there. That's what we're looking for. Now, I'm going to play this piece, then come back and take calls if you want to hold, but I've got to air it. I aired it yesterday. It's so important. Alex Jones asked Hillary Clinton not to kill him. That's the headline they gave it on the website. I said to Hillary Clinton, please stop killing people. Or you could say, this is a video Hillary Clinton doesn't want you to see. We're going to get to it in just a moment. But please understand, never before is it more clear to everyone. I've known that InfoWars has been the tip of the spear because I was the only one, I guess, with the type of platform and who was willing to do it. Because it's not even a courage issue. It kind of sounds nasty to say all this stuff, even though it's true. It's almost like cuss words, the things we talk about. I get it. It's obscene. I'm not doing it. I'm reporting on what's happening. It's still an obscene program. I get it. But truth is truth. And now, I've known we've been the tip of the spear for 10 years at least. Okay, tip of the spear. Only thing more effective in punching through was Drudge. Now Drudge working, you know, linking to our stories, changes history. And now you see everybody else going our direction. That's why the system's panicking. We're mainlining reality. We broke through the confidence game that there's no world government and none of this is happening. We need your support, though. Your prayers, spreading the words about the links, the videos, everything. I'm risking my life to do this. I don't want to do it and fail. I know we can win. You can win. Hillary for prison shirts at cost. InfoWarsStore.com. Operation Darkheart. Making a joke off what she said about me last week. 20% off on the vitamin mineral fruit punch multivitamin. We've got a lot of other specials running right now on InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your purchases that allow me to, quite frankly, get more reporters, anchors, and people in place in case Hillary does kill me. And the media, notice, hadn't made jokes about this yet, because everybody knows the Clintons want people to know they're killers, okay, that are informed, and then make their sheep, you know, just think it's a joke. I'm just pointing out to Hillary that I'm conscious of that to steal her enjoyment if she decides or her minions decide to pull something, because what they do is they put out kind of the verbal attack on who's giving them problems, like who will get rid of this person for me, who will take care of this problem, and then it happens. The problem is, you kill Spartacus, 10,000 more stand up and say, I am Spartacus, Hillary. I mean, you have your mentor that pledged himself to Lucifer. You're a freak. And somebody's got to say no to you. So please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. The new film, Armageddon, is also out as well. We're going to go ahead and go to this report. Hillary Clinton, again, please stop killing people.
Before the Clintons left their governorship in Arkansas, more than 100 people had been suspiciously murdered. Hundreds more died during their first terms. And the scourge continues to this day. DNC staffer after DNC staffer that speaks out against election fraud or leaks information to WikiLeaks ends up gunned down. And the Clinton crime family and their backers is now in the spotlight. If I die, if they kill me, it was done for a worthy cause. Somebody's got to stand up against these people. Long before George W. Bush had taken office, or Senator Obama was even thinking about being president, I was there, exposing the crimes of the Clintons. So it is fitting that I, Alex Jones, called the Dark Heart by Hillary Clinton, would be your chronicler. A chronicler who risked his very life exposing these evil ones.
It's required by Bill Clinton in 1992, and it was instituted here in Texas in 1993. I know the code, sir. Are you going to institute his urine and blood testing when he commands you? Are you going to stick a needle in my arm when I have no criminal record?
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones, who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs.
Just a few days ago, Hillary Clinton, one of the most powerful criminal kingpins in history, came out on national television and said that I had a horrible dark heart.
I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be.
I am committed to standing up against oppression and tyranny. That's just who I am. But I've got to be honest with you. I thought back to the history of the Clintons' reign of criminal terror in the last 20 plus years on this planet. And I have to tell you, it's surreal to realize that Alex Jones, little old me, is one of the main opposition points against these monsters.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones, who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs.
Hillary Clinton is famous for her death threats, both public and private. Back in 2008, even the New York Times had the headline, Clinton's remark on Kennedy's killing stirs uproar. When Obama was way ahead of her in the primary polls, she said it doesn't matter because Bobby got assassinated before the primary ended.
Now, my husband did not wrap up the nomination in 1992 until he won the California primary somewhere in the middle of June, right? We all remember Bobby Kennedy was assassinated in June in California.
This is the type of bloodthirsty rhetoric that we continually see from Hillary Clinton. Years later, after she had successfully conned the world into bombing Libya to give Al-Qaeda air cover, Hillary, after landing in Tripoli, bragged that she came, she saw, and Gaddafi died.
As we came, we saw, he died. Did it have anything to do with your visit?
I'm sure it did.
I want to go back to the beginning. Governor Bill Clinton and his co-governor wife supported George Herbert Walker Bush in the 1991 war in Iraq. But from there, it only got worse. Once they were in the White House, they expanded the bombing to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of attacks a year on the infrastructure of Iraq. They got the UN to pass the most draconian sanctions ever in modern history, where medicine and food and all forms of technology were basically blocked from coming into the country. Over 1.5 million Iraqis starved to death and died. And Hillary Clinton's mentor, Madeleine Albright, bragged on 60 Minutes and other channels that 500,000 dead Iraqi children were a good price to pay of the sanctions.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but we think the price is worth it.
The population implodes. Refugees flee across the world. A once pro-Western secular Muslim nation had begun its path to being taken over by jihadis, which Hillary, a decade plus later, would facilitate in happening.
I mean, let's remember here, the people we are fighting today, we funded 20 years ago.
Let's go back again to 1995 and 1999. You have the Croats, you have the Serbs, you have the Muslims in the south, in Albania, you have the Balkans. The Russians have pulled out after the fall of the Soviet Union in 1991. The Clintons back Islamicists out of Albania and Croats, this is on record, to attack Serbia. When Serbia fights back, even though they lost twice as many people, the Clintons launch giant bombing raids and NATO invasions that blow up power plants, water treatment plants, TV stations with depleted uranium bombs radiating the entire area. Then they had British television broadcast images of what's admitted now to be fake Serb concentration camps. The Clintons are the most hated couple in Serbia and the Balkans because the Serbs were the most powerful allies of America, and Madeleine Albright
in that region,
the Secretary of State who ran this whole operation that bragged about 500,000 kids is no big deal. Her father and her were saved from the Nazis by the Serbs.
A lot of you younger women don't think you have to. It's been done. It's not done. And you have to help. Hillary Clinton will always be there for you. And just remember, there's a special place in hell for women who don't help each other.
But when you are a Machiavellian sociopath or a sadistic psychopath like George Soros, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and others, you don't look at things about alliances and who's right and who's wrong. You look at 1 billion-plus Muslims, and you look at Syria, and you look at the invasion points where you can come into all of Europe and take over. But first, you've got to get the weapons to invade. and you see Libya and Muammar Gaddafi, who for 8 years previous to the Western attack had invested in the West, brought the West in, and decided to go the route of detente. He was set up. Jihadists out of Saudi Arabia via the State Department and Hillary, this is all mainstream news now, were brought into Benghazi. They attacked the country. The West had a bombing campaign to back the takeover. Islamists were put in control. Christians, blacks, non-radical Muslims, Shiites, and others were killed by the tens of thousands. And Hillary formed, by design, a failed state.
We came, we saw, he died.
You look at the before and after images, it is simply incredible. And Hillary admits it's a failed state. They took the weapons, the Stinger missiles, the TOW missiles, and moved them to Syria to knock down the gates to Europe. You take over Syria, you can bring in all the jihadis out of Saudi Arabia and other areas, invade Europe, then use the Islamic threat to ban free speech of those that criticize it, and use the civil emergency to bring in a permanent form of martial law. To be fair to Hillary Clinton, she's only a puppet of George Soros, who even the Jerusalem Post has recently reported, due to the WikiLeaks documents, is nothing but a megalomaniac who thinks he's the Messiah, establishing world government through chaos he sows.
First on Ukraine, one of the things that many people recognize about you was that you, during the revolutions of 1989, funded a lot of dissident activities, civil society groups in Eastern Europe, in Poland, the Czech Republic. Are you doing similar things in Ukraine?
Well, I set up a foundation in Ukraine before Ukraine became independent of Russia. And the foundation has been functioning ever since. And it played an important part in events now.
Do you?
It would take hours to chronicle the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that have been mysteriously murdered, gunned down, choked to death, drowned, cut into pieces since the Clintons were running for governor, right through president, right through the State Department to today. But just since Bernie Sanders openly had the nomination stolen from him a few months ago, we've seen at least four top staffers over email, over servers, over all the key information being gunned down, being killed, being murdered. And WikiLeaks has come out and said, we don't reveal sources, but this is an alleged source, and we have put out a $20,000 reward. This is getting really, really out of control.
The stuff that you're sitting on, is an October surprise in there?
We
Do you even know what you're sitting on?
WikiLeaks never sits on material. Our whistleblowers go to significant efforts to get us material and often very significant risks. As a 27-year-old who works for the DNC, who was shot in the back, murdered just 2 weeks ago for unknown reasons as he was walking down the street in Washington. So
That was just a robbery, I believe, wasn't it?
No, there's no finding. So
What are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting that our sources take risks, and they become concerned to see things occurring like that.
But was he one of your sources then? I mean,
we don't comment on who our sources are.
Why make the suggestion about a young guy being shot in the streets of Washington?
Sellout.
Because we have to understand how high the stakes are.
Google has been caught. So have Facebook, Twitter, you name it, censoring anti-news stories about the Clintons, including the Clinton death count. We are seeing what the technocracy is able to do. We are seeing them openly engage in mass censorship.
What difference at this point does it make?
In closing, I want to reach out to you with a personal appeal, a free human to other free humans of every race, color, and creed who have the spirit of liberty beating in your breast. I don't want to confront a kingpin that's killed millions of people around the world and who thinks it's funny. I don't want to take on this vampire. I don't want to fight this monster as an individual. But as a man, my spirit directs me, commands me to take action. I don't have any other choice. and I want to be victorious and successful in this quest. Evil, historically, takes over and is unstoppable as long as good men and women do nothing. But as Thomas Jefferson famously said, our third president, when we take action, nothing on earth can stop us. That's why tyrants are so scared of good men and women who actually have goodwill and want you to have free will and who want universal law to reign on this planet. We're facing cancer. That's what Hillary Clinton represents. Evil. She represents chaos. She represents lawlessness. She represents disease and failure. Her physical manifestation is a rotting, reanimated corpse. I'm not scared of Hillary Clinton, but I am scared of failing in this mission. So I ask you all to redouble your efforts to expose the New World Order. And I ask you all for your prayers. And I reach out to Hillary Clinton as well, because I don't even personally hate her. I hate the spirit that has taken over her body, her mind, and her soul. There's still time for you to turn back, Hillary. You talk about my dark heart and then misrepresent what I've said. I have a heart of incredible love. I care deeply for people, and I even care for what's left of you. You wouldn't have said the things you said on that podium unless there wasn't some shred of humanity left in you. There's still time for you and others to turn back. But I want to be very, very clear. I have chosen the path I'm on, and I am willfully challenging you and everything that you represent. And I'm asking the population of this planet and those that love liberty to support us and to pray for us. And I'm telling you and your masters that I'm only one symbol of freedom, one manifestation, and that nothing on earth will stop the movement that you now see. It's time for Hillary Clinton to repent. It's time for Hillary Clinton to stop the murder, to stop the killing, to stop licking her lips like Madeleine Albright and herself when they talk about all the dead kids. I look at how you put in jihadis and al-Qaeda into Libya and into Syria to kill hundreds of thousands of Christians, and Obama won't let the Christians get out, but lets the Sunnis that engage in the crime escape. And I just thank God I'm not on your team. So whatever you do to me, that's between you and God. But I've made my choice, and I am not with you. I will never commit suicide. And if I am killed, the criminals that represent Hillary Rodham Clinton are the main suspects. You may have the old rotten, discredited mainstream media that the AP says has a 6% trust rate with the public backing you, Hillary. But I've got common sense and the will of the people behind me. And I'm committed to a cause. And in history and in this universe, nothing on earth can stand up against that. No matter what happens to this body, ideas and movements backed by truth and liberty are invincible. They are bulletproof.
This is the heart of 1776.
Very important broadcast. Videos on InfoWars.com. Please spread it to the four winds. We'll be back in 70 seconds with a few calls from Preston, James, and others.
GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fourth hour straight ahead.
Do you ever feel...